Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Ask Pat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 176 of Ask Pat. So happy you're here. Thank you for joining me. Before we get to today's question from Austin, I want to thank today's sponsor, ZipRecruiter.com. If you're looking to hire anybody for your own business, maybe you're expanding or building a team, it can be difficult because there's so many job boards out there and you need to post your job on all the top job sites to find the best candidates. Well, with ZipRecruiter.com, you can post to 50 plus job sites with a single click, and it will find the best candidates from all of those job sites for you. So you can try ZipRecruiter for free right now by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. All right, now let's get to today's question from Austin.
Hey, Pat. Austin here from Orange County. I actually grew up in Poway my whole life. So I know you sponsor a product at the beginning of every one of your shows, but obviously paying for 10, 20, 30 subscriptions a month is out of the question for most people. So I was wondering, which ones do you think are the absolute most pertinent for running a niche type website? Maybe like a top 10 or something. That'd be great if you could give us some insight. Love your show.
Hey, Austin, thank you so much for the question, and I really appreciate you listening to the show. That's awesome. In terms of the sponsors for Ask Pat and some of my other podcasts, not all of the sponsors that are mentioned and companies that are recommended require a monthly subscription. Some of them are just a one-time fee, like 99designs, or some of them are completely free, like ZipRecruiter.com. Others require a free trial, and then they require that subscription payment. And if you're just starting out and if you're building a niche site and you are just simply wanting to produce content and build an audience, there's a lot of those things that you don't need right now. Yes, they're all handy. I wouldn't have them on the show as a sponsor if they weren't, but you don't need them all up front. And so when you're just starting out, you know, I wouldn't even say that there's a top 10. There's just a what do you need to get started and deliver value to your audience. And so there's a few things you might need to start out with. This is great if you're just starting out. So you want to obviously have a domain and hosting company. So I recommend Bluehost if you're just starting out. It's the one I use to start all my websites. Currently, Smart Passive Income is not on Bluehost because it sort of outgrew it in terms of traffic and bandwidth, although they do have dedicated servers with them now. But if you're just starting out, for just $3.95 a month, if you go through this particular link, which is askpat.com/bluehost, you can get set up for just $3.95 per month to get a website up there, a self-hosted website, which is important because, yes, there are free sites out there that you can put a website on, but you lose a little bit of control in terms of the plugins you can use. If you're using WordPress, like at wordpress.com, you want to use something like Bluehost. Again, askpat.com/bluehost. One-click WordPress blog install, and you can use that to serve your blog content. You can put YouTube videos up there, and you can even serve your podcast and get your RSS feed for your podcast from there as well. And it's only $3.95 a month. You will have to pay per year. You know, it's not recurring monthly, but it's recurring annually. So that is a recurring subscription. And, it's a very little price to pay for what it could potentially give for you. Now, I will say that once you get to a point where you're starting to build an audience, or even right at the beginning, if you have the ability to do so, I would definitely get hooked up with an email service provider, an ESP, email service provider. And that's important because one of the biggest mistakes I made when I started my online businesses was I didn't collect email addresses up front. It's important to collect those emails and to use these types of services to bundle them together so you can mass message them without, you know, so you don't need Excel or, you know, putting in 100 different addresses into a field in your email. You know, you shouldn't be doing that, and that could be considered spam, but you can use an ESP, an email service provider, to do and handle all this for you and make it easy for you to send broadcasts to everybody who is subscribed, who has sort of given you permission to for you to contact them via email. But you can also make use of their autoresponder, which allows you to keep in constant contact with them and have them go through some sort of funnel or promotional cycle or continue to deliver value to them over time, so that when you do have an important email coming out, they are more likely to open it. And like I said, it took me a long time to understand the importance of having an email list. And, you know, more than anything, it's important to have it because you have total control over it. I mean, what if your blog were to go away? Maybe it's hacked or something, or you set up a platform on YouTube and then YouTube decides to close your account, or you set up a podcast and your podcast feed breaks. I mean, if you have the email addresses of those people who are, you know, they understand the type of content you can provide to them, you can take that email list anywhere with you. You can start up a new site tomorrow and you'd be okay. And this happened back in March of 2013. I lost my sites due to a hacking situation for over a week. It took over a week to get them back. I lost tens of thousands of dollars, actually not tens of thousands, but about $12,000 to $15,000 as a result of that downtime. That's estimated. And I was still able to keep in contact and tell my audience what's up, or what was up, or what was going on, and the latest on the progression of getting my site back up through email. So having your email list is very important. And what's cool about that is you pay a monthly subscription fee or a monthly fee to have that, but it's, you know, it's largely based on the number of people on your email list. So if you're just starting out, you won't have to pay as much. And as you continue to grow, you'll have to continue to pay more, but hopefully you're getting paid more as well in return. Number three, Dropbox. Dropbox is a great service to use, and it's free for, you know, a large number of storage rooms, so you won't even need to pay right up front. But Dropbox is a great way for you to upload large files and store them for backup purposes, but also to send large files from one person to another, especially if you're starting to work with a VA or you have other team members that are helping you. You could put those large files onto Dropbox, and they can download them from those directories. So that's a good one. Using a site like also you know, Dollar Photo Club is a great one I just discovered recently in terms of stock photos. So stock photos can be great to enhance the quality and the visual aspect of your blog posts and also your social media posts. Well, with dollarphotoclub.com, every stock image is a dollar. I know there's other ones out there like istockphoto.com, and I use also depositphotos.com. The prices range on those, and they could be quite expensive, but with dollarphotoclub.com, it's only $1, and there's, you know, hundreds of thousands of photos you can choose from for your blog posts, and they're all royalty-free, which is good too. And then finally, the last one I'm going to recommend, because like I said, you don't need 10, and I'm not going to try and find 10 that you should have, because you should only have what you need to get started. And then as you continue to grow, and as you continue to provide services to your audience, you know, or content in different ways, then you can start adding on things. Like if you were going to start a podcast, you definitely want to get set up with something like SoundCloud or Libsyn, which might require a monthly fee to have storage room on those sites for your podcast. If you're going to be serving more videos in, say, for example, a membership type setting, you want to sort of not use YouTube anymore, but use something like Wistia or Vimeo. I actually prefer Wistia, Wistia.com, which would require a monthly fee depending on how many videos you upload and how many times people view them. But it's definitely the best option there for delivering high value content in terms of video. And that's, again, beyond the YouTube, which is a little bit tacky if you're having people pay for a membership, but then they see YouTube videos in there. You don't really want that to happen. The last thing I will mention, and you know, in all honesty, I'm an advisor for this company. This is LeadPages, leadpages.net. If you go to askpat.com/leadpages, that's my affiliate link. I do get paid if you go through that link. But it's, if you are beginning to collect email addresses and you're serious about that, and you can create landing pages on your site really easily with lead pages. And you can also use their lead boxes feature, which I use at the bottom of every post on smartpassiveincome.com, which allows you to do a two-step opt-in process, which means people don't see an email field or a name field right away, but they click a button. For example, you could say, hey, I'm going to give you this free book if you subscribe to my email list. And so they click that button and then a pop-up comes up. It's sort of a controlled pop-up, not one that pops up after a certain amount of time, but they click to get that giveaway that you're giving them, that lead magnet, and then they fill in their name and email. And that has increased my opt-in rate by over 25% because of that two-step opt-in process. Your page becomes then a giving page at first when people land on it instead of a taking page. So there's a lot more information about that in episode 78 of the Smart Passive Income podcast. You can check that out at smartpassiveincome.com/session78. But again, just to go down that list one more time for you, Austin, for starting out, there's a lot of other things you can add on as your business starts to grow. For example, you could, get services from FreshBooks to keep track of your income and do invoicing and stuff like that. But just to start out, Bluehost for your hosting and domain, your first hosting and domain, and then something like AWeber or MailChimp. I prefer AWeber. I use AWeber. If you go to askpat.com/AWeber, that'll hook you up with an email service provider. And then there's also Dropbox, Dollar Photo Club, and then lead pages if you're at that point where you're collecting leads for your business. Now, there's a lot of other things out there that you can get, but I think, like I said, it depends on what your business is and who you're serving. And it's going to take you a little bit of time to figure out what those things are. Ask around, go on other sites and see what other people are using, which may fit into you and your brand. And ask your audience, too, what they need, because they're going to give you the best answers, and then you'll be able to provide those things for them. Awesome. Thanks so much, Austin. I appreciate you asking the question here for Ask Pat, and an Ask Pat t-shirt is definitely headed your way as a result. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank today's sponsor again, which is ziprecruiter.com. So if you're recruiting anybody for your business, whether you are going to be a two-person team now or a 10-person team or beyond, use ziprecruiter.com. It's just so easy. Instead of posting on all different job sites yourself, it'll do it for you. And then they also screen and you can hire the best candidates right from there. Makes it super easy. Again, if you want to try it for free, go to ziprecruiter.com/Pat. And as always, I'm going to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Richard Branson. He says, "My biggest motivation? Just to keep challenging myself. I see life almost like one long university education that I never had. Every day, I'm learning something new." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.